Welcome back into the press box in our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Gene McLean, the man who is in the middle of all things related to the press box and the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Go to the PressBoxLTS.com and see everything that's happening over there. But today we talk about racing. Mr. McLean, trust that you and yours had a great Thanksgiving Day, which I know was over at Churchill Downs, and so we go back to Churchill today for the Grade 1 Clark Handicap.
Yeah, Buzzy, nobody does Thanksgiving any better other than Mom. I'll have to give it out, a
right.
shout-out to Mom. But other than Mom, nobody does Thanksgiving better than Churchill Downs. It's amazing. It's a fun time. It's a fun place. The food is tremendous. The staff is just outstanding. We had the luxury of going up to one of the finish line suites and enjoyed a great day of festivities with friends and family, and nothing better than being in a festive atmosphere at the racetrack, Buzz.
Absolutely. So later today, Gene, it's a 12-race Black Friday card. Begins at 1 o'clock. Main event, 11th race at 5:56. This is the Grade 1 Clark Handicap. It used to be known as the Louisville Jockey Club. And this is the 145th running, just like the Longines Oaks. The Clark was run for the first time in the inaugural race meeting at Churchill Downs.
Yeah, Buzzy, when you start to think about the history of Churchill Downs and the Derby and the Oaks and the Clark Handicap being really right in amongst those, 145 years of deep tradition, that's Kentucky tradition, and it's part of not only who we are, but what it makes up this great Commonwealth and why we take such great pride, not only in the facility at Churchill Downs of Twin Spires, but also in these horses, and why we put so much love and have so much invested, not only in dollars, but in soul and spirit, and it's just what makes Kentucky, I think, a special place on earth. And, you know, this race has got deep tradition, and it's got a great field, a deep field to match that deep tradition.
Great, great field, as you mentioned, Gene. Everybody is going to go 121 pounds, with the exception of Grade 1 winner Seeking the Soul, who will carry 123. Three-year-old Owendale is at 118. Everybody else at 121. How do you rate this field?
Yeah, Buzzy, I mean, Owendale, you mentioned, and Owendale really has developed into one of the better three-year-olds in the country. Coming up on the Brad Cox, you know, Owendale has just had a really solid year. He won there at Keeneland in the Lexington Stakes in 13 starts this year. He's got 5 wins, 1 second, 2 thirds. Now is sitting on the brink of becoming the newest millionaire in thoroughbred racing. You know, he won the Ohio Derby, which is a Grade 3, and the mm-hmm. Oklahoma Derby, which is Grade 3. Ran in the Breeders' Cup Classic, ran 10th, but really had a tough trip. And like many of the Kentucky horses that traveled out there, he just didn't like how deep that track was kept up to and through the Breeders' Cup. I think he's going to fire a much better race today, but he gets the services of Florent Giroux, who's coming back off an injury himself. And I think, you know, Brad Cox is going to be defending his title in the Clark after winning it last year with Leo Frick. So I think you've got to use Owendale. Obviously, Seeking the Soul loves Churchill Downs.
Right.
You know, he's won the many races here, including the Stephen Foster this year, earlier this year. You know, he traveled out to California, did not fire well either in the Pacific Classic or the Awesome Again, and then ultimately the Breeders' Cup Classic. But back home for Dallas Stewart, he really does well here. He's Brian Hernandez back in the saddle. And so, you know, you've got to respect the fact that he loves Churchill Downs, but we still haven't gotten to my top pick.
Well, then give it to us.
Love the drama, love to set it up.
Yes.
I feel like, you know, that that thing they do on The Voice, you know,
yes.
Kick down and say, and for your, you know, your instant save, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
But my instant save in Friday's Clark Handicap, the Grade 1 is Tom's Diatot. Trained by Al Stahl, he's coming off a huge win at Keeneland in the Grade 2 Fayette. on closing day of Keeneland's fall meet, and really is used as the traditional prep for the Clark. This is a six-year-old son of Smart Strike. He's really done well. I think this is a horse that we can see back in the Pegasus World Cup in January down at Gulfstream Park. Really, he's had a really outstanding career, but also a very good year this year. Has a victory in the Allie Dar Stakes at Saratoga, a runner-up effort in the Allie Sheba on Derby Day. He was third in the Foster. I really think this horse comes into the race as good as any. I'm going to put Tom's Diatot on top, but I'm also going to use Owendale. And a sleeper in here,
yes,
my good friend, that I think will be a huge, huge price, and I'm going to throw that horse in here as well. If you really want to know who that horse is,
yes,
I could tease you just a little bit more.
You could, and drive us to the site. Yes, you could.
Drive to the site. But I am going to throw in the return of Bravazo.
Come on. Dwayne Lucas.
You know, Dwayne Lucas, Bravazo, I'm going to throw in. Coming off the bench, going to be a lot to ask of Bravazo. But I think that, you know, this horse has been a true grinder, a true competitor, and a tough nut. And I'm going to use Bravazo on the comeback off a big, long layoff dating back to January. So Bravazo, I'm going to use along with Owendale, and then with my top pick, Tom's Diatot.
And, folks, remember, you can get Gene's picks for each and every race in the day after Thanksgiving card at Churchill Downs at the PressBox, LTS.com. PressBox and our weekly racing previews brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Mr. McLean, hope you and yours continue to have an outstanding holiday weekend, and may you spend more time at the track than you do engaged in Black Friday and the like activities.
Well, you know, if you find me at any store on Friday for this thing they have termed as Black Friday, you probably will notice that I have turned black as well from expiring on Thursday. You know,
Lack of oxygen.
Lack of oxygen, because I am one who has not fared well in the shopping sprees of the world, and I have now become really kind of an online shopper for all those retail outlets out there. You know, I just kind of go to
whatever it is that you're doing. Hope you and yours have a great weekend, my friend.
You as well, my friend. I look forward to seeing you as always. Appreciate your time and service, and I love you, brother.
Love you, pal.